Right now, people in Milwaukee might have seen a new flag flying around town over the last couple years. It features the sun rising over Lake Michigan. The flag was chosen as the People's Flag in 2016 after it won a design contest to replace the previous city flag. Earlier this month, though, the City Arts Board said it wanted a new, more inclusive competition to choose an official winner, putting the status of the city's official flag up in the air. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you were designing a flag for your community, what would it look like? What would you want people outside your city or town to know about by looking at your flag? Maybe a local landmark, an industry, tradition. If your community already has a flag, what does it look like? And if you live in Milwaukee, have you seen this new People's Flag around town? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Jeremy Janine is the president and co-founder of the online daily UrbanMilwaukee.com. Jeremy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Milwaukee's old city flag has a lot going on. It hasn't gotten a lot of praise in the world of flags. Can you tell us a little bit about the old flag and why we saw this effort to replace it in this design process?
Sure. The ironic thing of all of this debate that's happening now is a similar thing played out in the 1950s, and no candidate was chosen after a design contest. But the Common Council, the legislative body for the city of Milwaukee, had an alderman at the time with design experience who said, "Hey, I have an idea. I will take the best elements of every flag design that was submitted and put them all into one flag." And so what Milwaukee has today is a flag that has a big grain of wheat. It has a large gear on it. It has what appears to be County Stadium. It has some smokestacks, a City Hall depiction on it. There is actually a flag within the flag to add all the layers to it. And then one of the most controversial elements, and there's not a lot of good record keeping on this, but there is an Indian and headdress on it, which is believed to depict the Milwaukee Braves, but one that everyone agrees probably should go.
Now tell us about the winner that came out of this People's Flag process.
So in 2016, Steve Kotis and a group of other design-minded individuals conducted a flag design contest. They got more than 1,000 entries. And at the time, even though Mayor Barrett and Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton were both present at the unveiling of the 50 finalists, it was never put forth that, hey, this is going to certainly be the official flag. But still more than 6,000 people voted on a group of five finalists that were selected. There's a group of 50 selected by a panel of experts, and then that was whittled down to five. And then Robert Lenz, a Bayview resident, designed the winning flag, which you described before, which has a depiction, a circle in the middle, blue on the bottom that represents Lake Michigan, yellow on the top that represents the city's brewing history, and then three stripes, which represent the city's three founders and three main rivers. That flag won pretty convincingly with 6,000 votes in a design contest that was entirely unofficial, although the design contest was unveiled at City Hall.
Now, it's an unofficial flag. There's an effort in the works to maybe make it official, but the City Arts Board says, well, this private contest isn't representative. It's not official enough for us?
Yeah, the Common Council, a broad range of members of the Common Council, three of them, but representing a broad reach of the city, introduced an amendment, or not an amendment, but a proposal in July to formally adopt the flag. They were ready to kind of put their mark down, let's have a vote, let's make it a flag. Well, what happened is that got to the council's steering and rules committee, and that committee said, yeah, we're not ready to make a decision. Let's punt this over to the Arts Board. The Arts Board was no more eager to make a decision and took a number of months. They have a December 31st deadline to render an opinion, and after meeting for many hours over many meetings, they determined that the 2016 unofficial process was just not inclusive enough. A couple key points were that none of the materials were ever translated into Spanish or any other languages, and then most of the outreach took place online, and they didn't feel like that was an inclusive way to reach the whole community. So their recommendation back to the council now is to essentially start over. Not that the current People's Flag could ever it is eligible to win in this contest, but that a new process should take place that is more inclusive and one that could cost over $100,000 to execute.
Before I let you go, Jeremy, would you or have you flown this flag, the new one?
It is quite prevalent in Milwaukee. My wife is quite the fan, so it hangs outside our house. But I am agnostic on the process because I want it to be inclusive.
Jeremy, thank you so much for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
Now we'll go to our callers at 800-642-1234. We want to know, wherever you are, what should be on a flag that would represent your community? An industry, a tradition, a landmark, you name it. Or if you're in the Milwaukee area, what do you think of this this new flag? Do you want to see it be the official one? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll go to Jordan now in Stevens Point. Jordan, hi.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
What do you want to tell us about, Jordan?
So the study of flags is called vexillology, and it is based off the Latin word for flag or battle standard. And there is actually a North American Vexillological Association.
Okay.
One of them, a member by the name of Ted Kay, came out with a principle called good flag, bad flag. And it has five basic points to making a good flag. And there are things like keep it simple so that even children can draw it from memory, not having lettering or seals, only using a couple different colors, and using meaningful symbolism. And it's a really cool way to make sure that your flag is easily identifiable but still means things.
And have you, it sounds like you're a flag person yourself, Jordan. Have you applied those principles to these two different Milwaukee-designed flags by any chance?
Oh yeah, the first Milwaukee flag is awful. Actually, he has a YouTube video on it, and he cites the Milwaukee flag and compares it to the Chicago flag, and saying that the Milwaukee flag violates all five of these principles, whereas the Chicago flag follows all of them beautifully.
And have you've seen the new Milwaukee People's flag? Does that fit with the principles better?
Yes, it does. It only uses a couple of different colors. It's definitely simple and easy for children to draw. It's still distinctive and related without being too over the top.
Well, Jordan, nobody else called in about what they'd want in their local flag. If you can hang with us for a minute, since you're a flag person, do you have a flag, an official flag there in Point?
I'm not familiar with it, but I think the city's seal is a white background with a green evergreen tree on it, because Stevens Point is the gateway to the pineries. So, again, it only has two colors, only has one item on it, so it meets the principles pretty well.
Now, is it hard to come up with a simple design in what probably has to be a bureaucratic process, right? Like we were hearing in Milwaukee, you need to get buy-in from the community, you have to go through channels, and more people might mean you want to put more stuff on a flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and definitely especially when it's put to a vote or you're trying to make as many people happy as possible, that's going to be really difficult. But flag design goes all the way back to the Middle Ages when you were trying to determine if Duke Sir So-and-so is a friend of mine and Earl Sir So-and-so is an enemy of mine. How do I tell that when I can't actually see their face? So instant recognizability is something that's really important with battlefield flags.
Fantastic. Jordan, thanks for calling in and sharing vexillological knowledge with us today.
You got it. Bingo.
All right. Hey, we've been talking about flags. Thanks to Jordan for calling in with his flag expertise. Also, Jeremy Janine from UrbanMilwaukee.com talking about the Milwaukee flag design debate. If you have thoughts on a flag for your city or town, you can still email us, ideas@WPR.org, or send us a picture of your flag or local seal. Love to check it out.